But you see, you never could, you never, you know, after that stock load come in, your hogs never run out. They used to would run out, but to put that stock load in, you have to have your hogs in a pen all the time, one year to another.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is say, piggy, piggy, and they come.
What did you feed a hog in? What did you put
in? A little trough, mix wooden trough, and mix up my feed with a wheat straw and milk and stir it up. And
what would you have to put in the trough? I mean, what did you have to carry out there? To the, what kind of thing did you have to carry stuff from the, you know, from the back?
From the back?
Yeah, maybe.
Or I'd have a bucket.
What kind of bucket?
Like these buckets, you know, that you get grease in, you know, for your car, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Those tall buckets.
You call that a what bucket?
They call it a grease bucket, you know. I have one sitting out there at night, wore out, and it's sitting out there.
What'd you use grease for?
That was for the, they use grease for the grease the tractors and things.
I see. Keep the tractors
greased up.
Greased up?
Yes.
If you got that on your hands, you say your hands were what?
See, they got it on.
If you got grease on your hands would be?
The grease until you wash it off.
Be what?
You have to wash your hands.
I know, they be
We'll be greasy.
Okay.
But the way to do, you don't hardly ever get it on your hand. You have a paddle to take it out there and put it on you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You don't take your hands and do it.
Now, you were talking about hogs. What kind of hogs would you have? What would be the different names for the different types of hogs you have?
Well, I always have the pull and shine hogs.
Pole and shiny.
Yes.
What's that?
That's a hog, a rested fine breed of hogs. That's the only kind I always fool in.
Pole and shiny?
Pole and shiny.
Pole and Johnny.
And shiny. They fine hogs.
Is that the kind you got to pole around the lot to get a shiny cup from them?
No. That's just the name of the breed of the hogs, you know.
Oh, I see. Miss did. Now, what would you call a male hog?
Call him a male.
Well, I mean the one you breed with the sow. What'd you call him?
You call him a male hog. That's what you call him, a male.
Male hog?
Yes.
Call him a boar?
A boar, either one.
I see. And what'd you call a male that's been...
been worked on?
Yeah.
You just call him ordinary hog. You see, he's been worked on, you know.
Call him a bar? Or what?
Call him a bar.
I see. And the little ones, when they were first born, what'd you call them?
We just call them pigs.
Male or female?
No, they never just say pigs. When they got up large enough, sometime my husband, while they was in the bed, he'd go down and work on all the little males.
Yeah.
And they never quit growing. He didn't wait till they got red big to work on them. He'd work on them while they was in the bed before the mother take them out the bed.
I see. What'd you call them when they were little?
Call them pigs.
I see. A female was called a what?
All of them called little pigs.